In cybersecurity, speed is survival. SOC Radar is your early warning system, monitoring external threats to your company to spot risks before breaches. SOC Radar delivers proactive threat intelligence with actionable insights for holistic exposure management across attack surfaces, dark web, and brand protection. With automated detection, triage, and investigation, SOC Radar is your business's frontline defense. Start your free trial at socradar.io/podcast. That's socradar.io/podcast. Don't wait.
Hello, how are you, and welcome to the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports studio. Impact Power Sports online at impactpowersportsmi.net. All right, another broadcast week has begun. So far, so good. Christmas shopping has begun. That's a big thing around here. Pooh Bear wants a big ticket item. Well, I mean, relatively speaking, hockey tickets. She wants to sit as close as she possibly can to the ice for a Red Wings game. If you want a front row ticket, every asshole has bought them, and you have to get them on the secondary market, a.k.a. scalping. I think it's still a thing that if you're wandering around outside of a venue trying to sell tickets, I'm not 100% on this, but I think you can still get in trouble for that. Maybe I'm wrong, but I remember growing up, you'd be walking out in front of any of the venues. You get some scalper out there selling tickets. All of a sudden, there's a big shakedown. Grabbing the guy, roughing him up. Goes to jail. Now, you buy the front row ticket for $300 from the team, and then you turn around and sell it for thousands of dollars. Like at Little Caesars Arena for the Red Wings, I can get two tickets in the fifth row for $200 a piece. And I don't ever want to say that's not bad, but whatever. If they're all priced that way, I mean, they're all priced that way. That's how much it costs. But if you want to be five rows closer on the glass, they start at $1,500. Forget it. There's no way. So we're passing out like our Christmas list. That's like a big thing. You get on the, and then this is what I have on mine. I have a cookbook. I want some pup socks. I sound like I'm from Boston. Pup socks with my son's dog Lola on them. I want some pup socks with Madison and Ash's dog, Lyra, the Queera, on them. I want a coffee mug with Lyra the Queera on it. I want Swedish fish candy and Adidas sweatpants. You're like, why would you put Swedish fish candy on there? I put that on there and everybody felt bad for me because all I do is whenever I want something at Christmas time, I don't buy it. And if it pops into my brain, I put it on my Christmas list. No matter what it is. No matter how small or how large. Piano Finger Banger says, will the tickets go in the closet next to the kettlebells, never to be thought about again? I'm glad you brought that up, the kettlebells, because yesterday I thought of the kettlebells for some reason. I forget the context. But you have a great memory because last year I got her all these, she wanted all these dumbbells and these kettlebells. Now the dumbbells were used twice. The kettlebells were not touched. They, in 1 year, they have not been touched. Nearly 1 year. That's remarkable. And I think the thing was she wanted to get in shape, but she put the cart in front of the horse, and you can't put the cart in front of the horse. If you want to get in shape, you got to figure out what you got to do and then buy equipment. Like, she didn't have any workouts or anything lined up for the kettlebells. I think she thought that if she just has the kettlebells, she'll, I don't know, figure out the workouts as she goes. I can't blame her. Who am I to judge? I'm just telling you that that's how it worked out. Which I touched on this Friday, that I'm really having a hard time feeling bad that I haven't been doing any exercises. I have got to do that. Seriously. You know, new year, new you. How many times in the scope of the 7 years, 7 years, 7 years of podcasting, this discussion that I'm bringing up right now has probably come and gone three dozen times. It's remarkable. I still maintain that. No, I can't maintain that. I always say, well, I don't have enough time. You have to make time. And if I would just like get up an hour earlier, I would probably be able to get everything I want out of life when it comes to my health. But I refuse to even do that. It's ridiculous. I am, the worst. So bad. The great food giveaway rolls on, ladies and gentlemen. I got some great, great donations from some outstanding people that I'm just so happy about. Thank you to Ben Glaze. Thank you to Daniel, who dropped some cash in our virtual bucket. And I think I already mentioned Linda and Maureen. But that now puts us at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 of you have thrown cash into our bucket for the great food giveaway. And that is 10 of you have contributed $692.01. Thank you so much. Still waiting on Dickface Mike Ball. Like, hey, buddy, I need to know the dollar amount of how much all this food is going to cost. It's much easier to have to get this established if we have a goal of an actual dollar amount. Yo, any idea what the total amount for all the food that we're going to purchase will be? Haven't gotten that back yet. I've told them what we are wanting. I'll be there on Monday and see if they have the total yet. I don't know. In my mind, that's a you just punch it up. It's a 2-minute job. You know, we're actually trying to get something done here. I need just a little bit of cooperation from not so much Mike Ball, but the people that we buy the food from. You got to understand, I got a bad taste in my mouth after the catastrophe at the shithead Meijer in Jenison, Michigan. We switched Meijers this year because of the assholes at the Jenison store. We've got a celebrity amongst us, ladies and gentlemen. As I sit here, the one, the only Gunner from Gunner and the Grizzly Boys is here. He who gave us the Benny the Wonder Dog song and Stupid Fucking Hippies. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Gunner, for being in attendance. Gunner says, can I donate apples? No. No, we don't want apples. I mean, I guess. You know, if you had, all right, if you had bags of apples, I mean, I don't know if just like a bushel of apples would work and just throwing them into the car. But if you had bags of apples, we could give them bags of apples, but you'd need at least 225 bags of apples. That's a lot of apples, Gunner. And I hope you are well. Mooney says, can I donate peaches? I don't know. Do you have an orchard? I think you guys are screwing with me. As we speak, I am looking for the Benny the One-Eyed Wonder Dog song. And I don't think I have it in front of me. I'm always looking for that damn thing. Maybe if I type stupid fucking hippies. Anyway, Gunner, I hope you guys are well. Making music, making people happy. You got to be in your 40s by now, right? Gunner says he does have 225 bags of apples. All right. I'll reach out to you after the show. And if you want to donate apples, why not? These folks are down on their luck. They're each getting a amazing Christmas meal. And apples are good. That's great food. I'm all for it. So that would mean that we're adding to the great food giveaway. Because that does qualify as food. You have dog food. You have people food. And also more people food with the apples. And then, oh, by the way, we're throwing in all of the female hygiene products. It's a lot working on the great food giveaway. Bread Bull Brain Chris says, why would you turn away apples? Oh, I'm not. It took me about 1 second to realize that apples will be outstanding. Who doesn't love apples? And I hope things have gone well at Nyblad Orchards. I'm curious, though, if you had been raided by ICE over there. I know all of your employees are legal, but sometimes those ICE guys, they don't care. They'll take people who are even like you and try to deport you. Gunner says, no, I'm 38. I pack for Meijer, so skip the middleman. Perfect. But they have to be, are you donating the apples? If you're donating the apples, yes. If not, well, then that would mean we'd raise more money. But I'm giving all the money to Meijer. So that means you would have to actually make them free of charge. That is the only way we can accept your apples. We're going back to great food giveaway. And of course, the lose-lose music review type of idea here. As always, follow Gunner and the Grizzly Boys on social media and download their music on Spotify. Actually, if you download their music on Spotify, the band makes nothing. You're better off going to the Gunner and the Grizzly Boys website and buying CDs and t-shirts from them. That is the thing to do. If you want the band to actually earn money for what they make, buy their t-shirts, buy their music on CD, and or go see them in concert and do all of these things there too. That is the only way artists make money these days. They do not make money from Spotify. By the way, I still stand by my earlier assessment that all people who make music, there should be the creation of a union represented by one entity who represents all musicians. You pay some dues. They start like a pension. And they embargo online streaming services unless if they are paid appropriately. Skip says, can we honestly throw a pack or two in the boxes of ramen noodles, or is that disrespectful? I'm not sure I know what you mean. Are you suggesting you're standing there at the Great Food Giveaway holding two things of ramen noodles? And you would just put them in the boxes? All right. I think if every box were to get the ramen noodles, then no. Are you suggesting that you would buy 225 boxes of ramen noodles? He says, no, I'd bring them to pack beforehand. Wait a minute here. So do you get free ramen noodles? Is that what you're telling me? Or are you stealing them from a grocer. What is the story behind your ramen noodles? Because if you're purchasing the ramen noodles, then no, I would say take the money that you would spend on the ramen noodles and just give it to me. All right? Give me that money so that I can buy more food at the Standale Meyer. You know what I mean? Yeah, Skip says, no, I'm not stealing them, I'd buy them. Don't buy them. Take the money that they would cost, give it to me, and then we will put it towards the great food giveaway with the ham, the potatoes, the gravy, the corn. He says, I don't do digital money transfer. Can I do cash? Timeout on the field. What the fuck? Tyler says, put that money towards period cups. He says, I already bought pink stuff. Yeah, you did. I did see that. Well, if anybody has a suggestion for Skip who doesn't do digital money transfers, can we talk about that for a little bit before we talk about anything else? Question number one, why? What kind of backwoods hilljack are you who doesn't do a digital money transfer? That is crippling. Wait a minute. You're willing to buy something on Amazon, but you're not willing to do a digital money transfer? Come on. Are you like a conspiracy theorist or some shit like that? No. Just sign up for Venmo and then send the cash and then, I don't know, or send a check to Megan. Write out a check and put it in the mail. Ugh. The mail sucks these days. If you send something, it won't get anywhere till like 5 weeks. My God. Like I was just talking with Rick from TC. He pays me, of course, for the marketing, and he sent a check, and it just never came. It just never arrived. I go, yeah, I don't know what the hell happened. Tyler says, I'd trust digital transfers way more than the United States Postal Service. 100%. Did you know that a lot of the times when there is a crime and within a person's checking account, it's because they've sent a check in the mail. It gets intercepted somehow. People rob mail. And then check washers wash the checks. All the writing comes off the checks. And then they write a check for a hell of a lot more than what you wrote out. And the next thing you know, you've got depleted money and no way to catch up with it and no way to guarantee it. All right, Skip, by the end of this show today, you need to be signed up for Venmo, okay? It's hard. It's enough work already getting all this shit in a row trying to figure it out. And I got to deal with Skip, who's got to give me greenbacks in order to make the donation fly on the great food giveaway. I love you. But for the love of God, you can't give us more work. Tofus says, Venmo, PayPal are way more secure than a check, that's for sure. 256-bit encryption. Much better over check. Skip says, I'm trying to help. Don't be a dick about it, asshole. That is not being a dick, okay? I'm trying to help you from being crippled in today's society, you dumb twat. Rebecca says, buy a digital Meyer gift card and email it to Eric. No. Too much. It's too many steps. I need steps like, oh, there it is. Push the button and then voila, buy the food. This is all about time economy. Skip says, take what you can get. No, that does not qualify. We will only take what we can get provided it's not hoops to jump through and pain in my ass. No. Refuse. Take the money and buy more Team Pink supplies. This is what you need to do. Mister, I won't do digital transfer, but I will buy things online. Buy more Team Pink. Buy Team Pink until you become a woman yourself. So there you go. Hard and fast rule. No checks, no cash. Send digitally. In fact, let me give you the information so I can put it in the chat. There we go. Off it goes. While you see it, if you could, make that donation. Venmo, Cash App, PayPal, feminine hygiene product wish list, anything you can give. Don't feel bad about that, okay? It's nobody's business as to how much you gave. So all I'm doing is saying who is giving, and it's going to take all these one-at-a-timers, just a handful of bucks each, to really push this over the top. And like I said, of all the people that listen to the show right now, 10 people have donated. We already have nearly $700, okay? Now, that's only about a sixth or so of what we'll need for all the food, but we're still over a month away. We started early this year, and I like talking about it. It's a good thing to talk about. So even if you just give a few bucks, I don't want you to feel bad about that. That's no one's business. I'll just keep that between you and I. And away we go. Skip says, I can bring money to your house like a creeper. No. Just donate to Team Pink. You already did once, but if you're looking to give more, that's appreciated. Get it done there. Which, speaking of Team Pink, a lot of this is Skip's handiwork right here. In addition to being annoying, he is known for helping this cause, and we need a lot. We have a lot left to go. All of these things, we need 150 packages of them. The different cover, kinds of panty liners, maxi pads, and menstrual pads for women with flexa wings, long length for the extra large vagina. Hey, it's Eric Zane, and uncommongoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square, 8 inches by 8 inches, inch and a half thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh my gosh, what a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at uncommongoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at uncommongoods.com, you've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers. Everything under the sun can be found at uncommongoods.com. The kids are like, Dad, what do you want for Christmas? And I go, well, just go to uncommongoods.com and find something that you know I'll like. And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane. You'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. Hello, friends. Your old pal Eric Zane with a word about ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from my friends over at Secret Nature. This is like the best thing that's happened to me in a long time. I partnered with them. You can learn more at secretnature.com/Zane, and you'll also get a special deal there. But my gosh, during the daytime, I've got a daytime gummy that helps me stay focused, gives me steady lift. It's a fantastic, clean vibe within my system. Prior to Secret Nature, I found during the day that I was up and down, and I was like, what is happening to me? But ever since I started using the ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from Secret Nature, Those problems are in the past. People say to me, EZ, when you're talking about this, what do you mean by a clean feeling? I'd say steady, balanced, not overpowering. I just get more done and feel better throughout the day. Probably because Secret Nature is organic, farm-grown, never lab-made. Ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals. Nothing extra. The best in the business. Bliss is what I use during the day for clear focus and productive flow. I want to wind down? Snoozers. Unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent, measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Now, this is where you try it. Get 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. Try Bliss during the day, snoozers in the evening, and let me know how it goes. Again, 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. secretnature.com, code Zane. Secret Nature.
In cybersecurity, speed is survival. SOC Radar is your early warning system, monitoring external threats to your company to spot risks before breaches. SOC Radar delivers proactive threat intelligence with actionable insights for holistic exposure management across attack surfaces, dark web, and brand protection. With automated detection, triage, and investigation, SOC Radar is your business's frontline defense. Start your free trial at socradar.io/podcast. That's socradar.io/podcast. Don't wait.
Also, we need 200 boxes of the Playtex Sport Tampons multi-pack. These include leak defense. Boy, you ladies have to go through a lot. You have to buy products with descriptors like now with leak defense. And then the Eco Blossom reusable menstrual cup set. The most reliable medical grade silicone period cups. Comfortable use for 12 hours. Boy, I don't know, man. I don't know anything about what it's like to have to deal with this. But I imagine that when it comes to, moment in time when you have to change that thing out. You want to be careful. You don't want any excessive spillage. You might want to stand in the bathtub or maybe put both feet in the toilet. All told, we have 10, 20, 29, 35. We have 37 boxes and we need 450, 650, 700. We have 700 total that we need, and we have 29 purchased. I think 29. Did I say 29? 29. I'm sorry, 37. Wasn't even close. 37 of however many I said, 700 needed. So there you go. You can get after that in the chat, or if you click on the show notes, you can help out that way. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Rebecca says Team Pink is also important and a forgotten cost for women. Yeah, 100%. Skip says, I definitely am annoying. Yeah, just shut up and pay for Team Pink, because he says, isn't food a priority? Well, it all comes out of the same pile, okay? And since you're too much of a dick bag and can't contribute with a Venmo, PayPal, or Cash App like the rest of America, because you probably live in a Unabomber shack and off the grid and grow your own food and all that other bullshit, no. I mean, it's a digital world these days. Okay, it's not my fault that you're in the Stone Ages. Murder Lover Linda says, easy as 20 jobs, this needs to be easy. Yeah, I don't want a moment in time when I have to meet you at the so-and-so parking lot to get your dumb $20 check. Nick says, don't feel too bad. I had to revive my PayPal to donate. Red Bull Brain Chris says, do you own a Faraday bag / box? I'm not sure I know what that means. I think a Faraday bag box is what keeps your phone from working or something like that. Nick says he had asked about cash too. I don't remember that. Bob says, fuck PayPal. They take a percentage. Yes, they did take a percentage of Nick's. They took $2.99 of Nick's money in order to send that along. Skip says, you're calling me a dickbag? LOL. I love the made-up words. And no, I live in a condo. Nothing special. Yeah, just go with the joke. I know you don't live. Shut up. My God. We have a Big Fraud Wednesday coming up. I already have in my possession a clip that I want to share with you on that show. And it is another example, ladies and gentlemen. It was just the other day, in fact. Free Beer told a story about an athlete who bought an island. He had so much money that he bought an island. Now, that's it. That's the story. But it's another example of Free Beer flexing his sports muscles. Because while describing this athlete that no one has ever heard of, he proceeds to give us this guy's entire playing resume. Like about from when he got drafted to like today. It means nothing. It has nothing to do with the story. And it's like, it's so damn boring. You know, I don't know where the fuck he gets his shit from, but it's in his brain. And it's so much minutia. It's so bad. I'll feature that. A number of other clips. I'm expecting to hear from MAGA Pat. Maybe he'll tip me off on something awesome. Ben Glaze, who is an absolute all-star when it comes to coming up with clips. And that will happen on Wednesday. While the day was going today, my morning show, I was writing a lecture. And it is, in fact, my last lecture of the school year. There are still a few weeks left in the school year, but officially this is the last day that I am on the hook for lecturing. It's been a lot of work, and I'm in a weird spot because the amount of time and effort that I've put into it has been, it's been a pretty fair amount of time. And it's all something brand new that I'm still actually just getting used to. And I'm committing myself to giving myself another couple of years before I decide if I want to continue. And I think I do. Because the first year of this, we created the class from scratch. So the idea was there. And then Dr. Avery said, so you're going to have to come up with the curriculum, the assignments. We'll do that together. And then you're going to have to lecture out of the text. Like, read the text, put it in your own words, lecture to the students. Anecdotal information from things you've learned in your own time doing this for a living. And write study guides, write tests, be available for the students. And so on and so forth. They do the practical podcasting, both audio podcast and then video podcast. And so while we've been progressing through it, I've been writing it as we go, saving all my notes. So I think in order to be fair to myself and to whoever else would deserve the time would be, I can't, when next year rolls around that we do the class because we're not offering it in the second semester, I would have to try it then too. And all of the work that we got done this semester can now be applied and just do it all again. So similar curriculum, maybe some tweaks to it, similar lectures, whatnot. Maybe modify the expectations of the student based on what we've learned. I think this is a work in progress. I don't think I can, with a clear conscience, after 1 year, just say, that's it, I'm not doing it anymore. Yes, it's a stretch straight on the time, but honestly, if I weren't doing this, I'd probably just be sitting here picking my ass. You get what I'm saying? So if we put all this time and energy into the first semester of doing this, I think we've got to give ourselves, or I got to give myself, another one, maybe two more semesters of, because it's not that it didn't go smooth. I just felt somewhat stressed throughout because of all the things that I had to do, coming up with the curriculum, writing the lesson plans, writing the lectures, writing the study guides, writing the tests, grading the tests, listening to the podcast, viewing the podcast, troubleshooting, helping out students, doing teaching. Tim says, do your students get to rate your teaching skills at the end of the course? Yes. I think we're all right. I think we've actually done okay together. That, to me, was my biggest concern. Boring the students and or making them feel like their time was being wasted. My goal in this class was try to teach them a different skill, something new, that they may be able to utilize at some point in their lives, or maybe not, but still enjoyed the class. Too often, people who are getting any type of education, whether it be like high school or college, they say, what am I going to use this for? Yeah, math? Why do we need math? What do we need math for? And I love when people say that. In particular, when it comes to math. Because it's one of the dumber things you'll ever hear a human being say. What do we need math for? Now, only a true dipshit would say something as ridiculous as that, considering that everything that exists in the world today is based on mathematics. You do realize that, don't you? Also, if anyone says to you, yeah, I'm not even going to use math, I'm going to be a writer. Asshole, it teaches you how to think. Most people, when they get to, when they struggle through a math class, is because they haven't actually done any type of work that forces them to think any type of problem solving in a scientific way. If you begin to wrap your mind around the way mathematics work and solving problems, you'd be surprised at how much easier other things fall into place and other lines of work that aren't nearly as complex. Take a look at Nick the electrician in the arena. He's an R word, all right? But because his math skills are high enough, he's able to solve lots of problems in his dumb field. That was just a long way to make fun of Nick the electrician is what I'm getting at. I think he went hunting this weekend. The firearms deer season opened up Saturday and everybody started slaughtering the deer around here. The deers around here. Tim says, think of it this way. When you first started radio, you were nervous and inexperienced, but in time you did great. Your first podcasts were rough compared to what you do now. So as you continue to teach, you will become more confident in what you are teaching. Continue teaching, Eric. 100%. 100%. In my opinion, you really got to give something a fair shake. And you have to actually be able to do it with an amount of expertise where you don't feel lost or intimidated. And if you can, after you are completing the task at that level, and if you can still say, I don't think I like this, then perhaps. That's the only time that that's acceptable. I'll never forget, case in point, very first time I talked this, or I told this story before, I was doing the Grand Rapids Gold basketball games that were then known as the Grand Rapids Drive. And I thought I was hot shit when I went into that job. Very first time, this is at the old Deltaplex, before I got fired the first time by that team. And I had never done a basketball game in my life. But I did hockey, so I thought I can do anything. Well, we have two completely different animals here. And I had no fucking idea at how much faster the basketball game was and how much attention I had to put on the game. First of all, I got a guy next to me who's the spotter. And let's say so-and-so gets called for a foul. Well, the ref looks at me and goes like this and holds up their hands and makes all these signs. And I'm like, I look to the guy next to me. I go, hey, what the fuck was that? He goes, well, that was the player's number, and they got called for the foul. I go, well, what number was it? Well, it was 10. It was? Yeah, you have to announce that. Foul on drive foul on number 10, so-and-so, so-and-so. And then the guy next to me holds up one finger, and then he shakes it, and because I didn't say anything. I go, what? He goes, you got to say that's his first. Oh, that's his first foul. And then he holds up two fingers. And I'm like, what? And he's shaking him. He goes, team second. It's like, I got to do all that shit? Meanwhile, it's three plays later. There's a dunk going on. There's a fight on the floor. All this shit's happening. I have no clue what's going on. Oh, my God. I got my ass kicked so bad. It was so terrible. And the people on the team that aren't with the team now were getting actually frustrated with me because of my inability to keep up with what was happening on the court. And I could sense it, and I could see people looking at me and maybe raising an eyebrow. And I gave it a thought to leave at the half, to just walk out. I talked myself out of that, and I said, all right, I'll let the game finish, and then I'm going to say, hey, this is not for me. I stand up, I put my coat on, I'm walking up to the guy who runs the team, and I go, this is it. I'm saying goodbye. And just as I was approaching him, someone else got his attention, and he turned away from me. And then I said, all right, quit being a bitch. Just walk out, leave. So I walked out. Came back, next game, 97% as terrible as the first game. But that 3% was a glimmer of hope. And then by about mid-season, it started to feel comfortable. Now it's so easy, it's incredible. I guess my point to myself was, you got to stick with it. Don't be a bitch. Plus, I like the students. I enjoy communicating with them. And I'll say this, of the five podcasts, the five podcast teams, they're all doing a bang-up job. I am so impressed with them coming in here, having no clue about anything, different walks of life. They make their podcast teams, and they're putting podcasts together. They're actually doing it. Piano Finger Banger says, how well do you actually understand the rules of hockey and basketball now? I think I have them down for the most part. There's some things I still don't know what's going on. And I'm just mouthing words. I'm just saying names. But I have a pretty good idea what's happening. All right. So today, after the lecture today, the students will, for the following couple of weeks, be working on their projects, and we'll be kind of nearby troubleshooting for them. And then it's their final quiz. And then that's about it. It's been a great experience. I like being part of it. Plus, it keeps me busy, which is all I'm looking to do. Stay busy. Joanne, my beloved stepmother, celebrated her 90th birthday over the weekend. Now, I don't have this with me right now, but I will make it available. You'll see it on social media before you see it anywhere else. And then once I get it on social media, I will share it with you on this show. Now, my dad will be 92 in March. As you know, in the throes of dementia. And he pulled it together enough at this birthday party. This is going to make some of you feel so warm and fuzzy inside. Some of you might even cry. Joanne is sitting there, and by the way, she has recovered, thank God, from her broken knee. Now she just needs some rehab. She's sitting in a chair, and then around the corner comes my dad holding flowers, singing happy birthday to his beloved wife. And oh my God, this might have been the most touching, cutest thing in the whole damn world. I just saw it and went, holy crap, what a special moment. You guys are going to love this. I'm just warming you up to it that it's coming. In fact, I have to run and do the workplace staff meeting at 11 a.m. my time in 6 minutes. When we come back, I'm going to play that for you. I'll put it up on social media during the staff meeting because I'll be bored out of my mind anyway. And then we'll talk about it later on today. Well, in just a handful of minutes, frankly, because staff meeting starts at 11, and my goal is to be back here talking to you by 11:45 Eastern time. If it's not then, it'll be between 11:45 and 12. It just depends on if the dogs wake up for me to take them out, and we will take a look at that then, okay? All right. Thank you to the sponsors that help make this podcast grow. Impact Power Sports. Check them out online, impactpowersportsmi.com. They have a brand new Yamaha golf cart with your name on it. They are the best. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid, and EV. Irvine's is doing a holiday celebration coming up on Small Business Saturday. So you've got Black Friday. Wait a minute. You've got Thanksgiving. You've got Black Friday. And then you have Small Business Saturday. If you go to Irvine's, on Small Business Saturday, you can take advantage of Santa Claus being there. So if you got little ones, this is great because this is the best Santa. If you go to like the giant mall, I mean, it's a nightmare. So take the kids to see Santa at Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid, and EV. Saturday, November 29th, 9 a.m. to noon. Kids and dogs and adults, welcome. Free event. Donuts, hot cocoa. It's also a drop-off location for Toys for Tots, and they'll be accepting donations for a great food giveaway, Team Pink. So, Scott, you can go there and give them $20 or whatever the hell, or stupid ramen noodles. All right. That's with Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid, and EV. That concludes the first part of this podcast. The rest of it, as I indicated, probably about between 11:45 and noon Eastern time. I'll talk to you then. Goodbye.
You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and fleet services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.